Twins look to get back on track. I'm Pete Fox with your NBC Sports Edge update. Having lost 3 out of 5 earlier this week, the Minnesota Twins tonight try to get well when they host the Baltimore Orioles. On today's Battle of the Bats, Edge analyst Drew Dinsick sees value in the total more than on a particular side, primarily because of the offensive prowess of the Orioles.
This team is still being priced like the team that was struggling offensively through the month of April. Meanwhile, I think they are going to absolutely feast on Joe Ryan. He doesn't give up a lot of the long balls, but his expected batting average against, particularly against the type of hitters that he'll be facing with this Orioles lineup, does not portend for a tight, low-scoring contest. So give me over 9 up in the Twin Cities.
Looks like the books are in lockstep with Dinsick as the over-under has jumped to 9.5. Drew's opponent in the battle today and the 4-time defending champ is DJ Short. Short has been on a heater of late, as has a player he likes in the Rockies Diamondbacks game tonight.
I'm looking for CJ Krohn to rescue me again. Recorded at least one RBI against the Diamondbacks. Krohn is an absolute beast at Coors Field. He's driven in 42 runs in 41 games there this season. Krohn has actually been better against righties than lefties this year, which is relevant with Merrill Kelly on the hill for Arizona.
CJ Krohn is -110 to record at least one RBI. The Battle of the Bets happens every afternoon on Twitter. Follow at NBC Sports Bet and enjoy two talents going head-to-head, with each offering their top three plays of the day. NBA free agency has been overshadowed by Kevin Durant's request for a trade from the Nets. PointsBet head trader Jay Croucher believes the most realistic suitor is not one of the favorites.
Durant has spoken very highly of Toronto. If they were to trade Scottie Barnes for Durant or a huge package of firsts, which they've largely got control of, then I think that's a really interesting team. They're much further down the list in terms of teams likely to land Durant, but I wouldn't be buying Phoenix or Miami.
While many see Durant's request as more of a demand, it is important to note he does not have a no-trade clause and cannot pick and choose his landing spot. Every day of Wimbledon, Edge analysts Kenny Ducey and Drew Dinsick offer bettors the Daily Deuce, a parlay featuring their best plays for that day at the All England Lawn and Tennis Club. The Daily Deuce for tomorrow is Nick Kyrgios on the money line at -140 versus Stefanos Tsitsipas, and Qinwen Zheng on the money line at +150 versus Elena Rybakina. With your NBC Sports Edge update, I'm Pete Fox.